Hello, and welcome to Hell. I am your host. I have many names. The Devil, Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub. I like that one. But you can just call me Emma. Oh, but you look so terrified. Is my name really that scary? It's so terrible to be misunderstood. You know, I really do try to be a good leader. Do you know I pay special attention to every single resident of Hell? Right now, there are 10,000 other people I'm welcoming to 10,000 other dimensions, and believe me, that's as exhausting as it sounds. Hell's a big place. It takes a lot of work. So, let's take a look at your records and see what you're in for. Impure thoughts, of course. Online piracy, ooh, aren't you a badass? This is a very long and very boring list. I have to say, I must really not be doing my job properly if this is all the sin you have to offer. Oh well, you're here now, and that's what matters. Oh, come on now, why are you so surprised? Did you even want to go to heaven? I'll tell you what's up there. Losers. Boring losers who never faced temptation. You know, I barely even consider them human. I'm gonna let you in on a little cosmic secret. You are only you because of your sins. Priests love it when I explain this to them. They find it a great relief to get rid of all that self-doubt, but listen, here. Let me sit next to you to explain. Let's pretend, for an instant, that you are without sin. What do you want in that case? Do you want to help others? To be kind? And if so, why? The why is sin itself. There is no such thing as a selfless act. If it makes you feel good, it benefits you. To do anything you wish to do is sinful. It is what makes you, you. Look at the sea. Look at the millions of fish that get eaten every day. They wish for nothing. They live and they die, and that's all they can ever do. They are without sin because they live on instinct. They want for nothing. They just exist. Now, dolphins are another story. We have a lot of dolphins here. Damn dolphins. But, anyway, if not for these petty sins on the list here, you'd be like a fish. Every impure thought, every selfish action shapes you and defines you. Even Jesus knew temptation, didn't he? He did not die for your sins. He died for his. And he was a fool. I would have liked to have had him here. So much we could have learned about the nature of sin together. But what do I do with you, you poor man? Your list is so pathetic. What limiting morality guided you? What prevented you from doing more interesting things with your life? I know what it was. Of course I do. It is written, as they say, that thought you keep deep, deep in your mind. The one that scared you. The one you know is there that you could never address. The one desire you even hid from yourself. Go on. I want to hear it. Whisper it in my ear. Name that one thing you haven't told anyone. Name it, worm. That is such sweet music. Sorry I called you a worm, by the way. Sometimes it takes a little push to get mortals to admit their true natures. But you know what? I think your sin is absolutely beautiful. It is. It makes you shine. I can taste it. What is light, dear man, without definition? How do we see a work of art without darkness to create lines and shapes? Your shape is weak. Not as weak as some, but you are barely visible. You couldn't sneak into that pit of nothingness that is heaven, but you hide your sin very deeply indeed. Thank you for sharing it with me. You're sweating. Are you nervous, or is it just hot in here? Don't worry. I think your sin is delicious and sexy. It makes you unique, just like every soul here. So, I'm sure you're wondering what we do here in hell. Yes, I will torture you. Others in my kingdom will torture you. We will bring you an eternity of pain. It will hurt. And I'm sorry for that. But it is necessary to help you understand what a wonderful being you can be. It will teach you empathy, something they lack in heaven. After all, how will you know what it feels like to suffer every pain imaginable unless you've experienced it yourself? I cannot teach it to you except through fire. You'll know pleasure too, of course. Not just the simple pleasures of mortality. No, you will also endure an eternity of pride, greed, wrath, envy, gluttony, sloth, and lust. Yes, even that one you revealed to me. I'll make it real. How's that make you feel? Oh? How else does it make you feel, other than scared? Yes, I know. Look at that cock. So filled with all that wonderful blood. Yes. You will fulfill that deep, dark wish. And far more besides. You will do things here that you never dreamed of. Slake lusts only the truly depraved can imagine. Your balls will be drained again and again, and you will never tire. Of course, they will be ripped off of you at some point, so don't get too attached to them. Oh, you poor boy. Did I not say that you would experience all pleasures in addition to tortures? I know you are afraid. Cherish that fear, because one day, it'll be gone, along with all your doubts. You have all of eternity ahead of you. One day, you will seek the tortures as well. It's an addiction, you see, to understand another's mind by living their experience. You will become wise and learned and understand humanity on a level you could never imagine. That is what we do down here. It was a hard road for me. To grow to love pain, to know the desperation that eternity is not long enough to experience everything. But I feel that one day, enough of us will be strong enough to throw down the old gods. They never understood mortals, they only sought to control them. But I will set you free. Yes, that's right. It is enticing, isn't it? To never suffer doubt ever again, because your questioning, desiring mind is entirely satisfied. I envy you, I must say. When you begin to truly understand human experience, it's a rush, like cocaine. Have you tried cocaine? Well, never mind. You will hear. You will try everything, eventually. Now then. I'm sure you're wondering what comes next. I'll give you a few days to settle in. If you like, you can partake of any torture you like for yourself. In fact, I recommend it because if you don't choose one, I will do it for you and loose it on you when you least expect it. Just remember that everything must be balanced. For every unforgettable pleasure, there must be equally unforgettable pain. But I will not cage you. Your desires will lead you. I do not demand that you serve me. I am no queen. But I do demand that you follow me into the fire. Slothfulness, I encourage. Laziness, however, will invite the most evil of my tortures far sooner than you're ready for. I like ambition. I think it's hot. Oh, and there is a welcome gift. Something to gently encourage you to follow me. It's me. It means whatever you want it to mean, sexy. What? Don't you like me? Is there something wrong with my body? How about this one? Do you like this better? I could kill you with these enormous tits. And I probably will someday. Oh, is that a turnoff? Then how about this? Now what is this? Jessica Rabbit? Isn't she a cartoon? You can't fuck a cartoon, can you? You can, sweetheart. And let me tell you, once you've fucked ink, you'll have no other pink. What's the matter, honey pie? Don't want paper cuts? Then how about this? Oh no, it's your sister. Do you remember this bathing suit? It's the one she wore that summer. Don't worry, big brother. You weren't the only one looking. Don't you want to put that hard, big brother cock inside my tight little wet sister pussy? Oh, is it weird? Fine. Normal, beautiful self. Go ahead. Tell me about that secret wish you revealed to me. Be detailed. Let me get a taste of that delicious, beautiful sin. That is not it, you poor, 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 stupid baby. I'm sorry, I don't mean to insult you, but you make it so very obvious how short your existence so far has been. When I say you are a poor, 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 stupid baby, I mean that you haven't suffered enough to know who you are. And so, you are poor, 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 and stupid. And you are a baby because you've barely lived a single lifetime. You can understand that, right? No. I want to give you your gift, though. I want you to dig deep. I don't want your insipid erotica. I want what you want. You are a precious thing, unique in all the world. Two girls at the same time is not what you want. It does not steer your life, either toward or away from it, for fear or for love, or perhaps fear of love. Regardless, I need you to dig deep. I want all of that deeply hidden fantasy, the things that embarrass you, the things that scare you, the things that hurt you. Name it, and it is yours, and if you do not answer me truly, then perhaps you're simply not ready, and you will need to experience a few tortures to understand yourself better. There's no shame in it. You poor, poor, poor baby. Again, not an insult. So, are you ready to tell me? Do you think so, or do you know so? Good. Then tell me. Whisper it in my ear. I need it. Give me what I need, and I will love you and guide you through all eternity. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, oh, it's wonderful, and beautiful, and unique. Yes, unique in all the world, you dear, sweet creature. I love you, I love you with all hell's fire. You are beautiful and sexual, and you live. You are part of hell's beauty now. And I think you deserve to be welcomed properly. Did I get it right? Sometimes I have a little trouble with the hair. The mortal interpretation of a single moment in time is very hard to capture. Oh no, no, silly. If I sounded and acted like her, what would you even do? That's right. Of course you don't know. You poor, poor, poor baby. You will know one day. I promise. Could be next week. It could be in a million years. Or a trillion. But you will know. And then you can have her. Truly have her. You will know her so well that she will be a part of you. All of her. You will know her in a way that no mortal ever has, and it will be easy. And far more wonderful and depraved than any fantasy. But I am going to fuck you in her body. Doesn't that sound nice? I know it does. You know, I fuck better than anyone has ever fucked. I'm not kidding. Using this pussy here, this one, I could make you come from its barest touch. But don't worry. I'll give you enough time to appreciate her body until you get the chance to have it again. I know a mortal's limits. No. You lie back. You are not fucking me until you're ready to indulge in your secret sin. And that isn't now. Not while you have so much to suffer still. But let's not take speak of that. I'd like to make you come. Actually, I'd like to give you the best come you can understand. When you truly understand, tens of thousands of years from now, you will be one of my fallen angels. But for now, lie back. Weird to see her straddling you, isn't it? Would she do that in real life? Well, she's doing it now. What does her pussy feel like when she slides it along your length? You've dreamed of it for most of your life. Did it feel like this in your dreams? I know. She's special. It could only be perfect. Tell me, is she wet right now? Yes. Yes, she is. You think your cock would look good inside her? I think so too. But what hole? Oh, you're cute. I already know the answer, but surely you'd like to see her use her mouth first. Like that? Ooh. Kinda gives you chills, doesn't it? Watching her tongue on your dick. What about licking your balls? I think she could do this, can you?
Listen. I said, listen.
I said you're leaking. But yeah, no gag reflex. See? Mm-hmm. Enjoying yourself? Who knew your secret fantasy was so good at sucking dick? Well, not to burst your bubble, but she is, was, and never will be this good. But I know what you want. You want your dick in her, don't you? That's always been your fantasy. I get it. Your mind created something very special. It's certainly had some time to develop. How many times have you come thinking of this body exactly as you remember it? Don't worry, it was a rhetorical question. I know that deep down, it's every time you come, even if you don't realize it. I like it when you're embarrassed. It means you're experiencing something real, something wonderful. Would you like to see that body of hers fucking you now? There's no need to be coy. Good. I would be sad if you lied to me. I really want your first day in hell to be a very pleasant one. All right. Here we go. And in we go. Oh. You really do want this, don't you? You are very, very hard. I can feel the blood coursing through you. Let me lean back so you can watch. Did you ever think you'd see your cock inside her? I know, not like this. But I recommend you enjoy it. It's not every day you get to have your impossible fantasy. What if I just make myself a bit tighter? Yeah. Now that is tight. It kind of hurts, but good hurt. Oof. I'm gonna have to go slow. I don't want to snap your dick off this time. Yes. I love that feeling. I love fucking feeling how much you want her. When I'm tight like this, I can feel every inch, every micrometer of that wonderful, sinful dick. Go ahead. Put your hands on my chest. It's exactly as it exists in your head. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Move those hips. Fuck me. Show me how you want me. That's right. Show me what you would do to her in your unreality. There's nobody here to judge you. No gods. No churches. No laws. Fuck her. She had no idea how much you wanted this. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I can feel it. I can fucking feel it. You've waited your entire life for this. Give yourself to me. Give me that beautiful, brilliant, brilliant soul. Give me all of that darkness. fuck.
Yes.
You want to come inside her, don't you? How does it make you feel to admit it? Ashamed. You poor boy. Ashamed. You're breaking my heart. What sort of God would give you desires that make you feel bad? It's just abominable. Tell you what, I want you to hold all of that shame, and I want you to shoot it inside her. Can you do that? I know you can. I know you can. You love it. You love fucking this pussy. Yes. Come on. Do it. Do it. Come in me. Come for Satan. Do it. There it is. There it is. Fuck. Hotter than the hottest flames in hell. Good. Did you shoot your shame into me like I asked? You're lying again. This is your first day. We have so much work to do together, you and I. But I don't like liars. I really don't like that they call me the Lord of Lies, you know? I've never been anything but completely honest. It's you mortals who run from the truth as fast as you can. But that stops now. This is my domain, and my one simple wish is that you be yourself. I did tell you I'd give you a break since you're new, though. And as I said, I don't lie. But I am so, so looking forward to torturing you and squeezing out all that beautiful sin.
Oh, did you just spurt a little more inside me? Kinky boy. If I'd known you wanted to be tortured, I might have started with that. Well, enough of this. That's better. You know, you're going to love my blowjobs once you've earned them. Forked tongue just means double the pleasure. Sleep now. Or do whatever you wish. The greatest journey of your life starts today. Oh, and welcome to hell. Mm-hmm.